want the tefillin to watch me. It's a shemira to hold your tefillin. But Rashi Naturan Yishmeruni. Let the tefillin watch me. I'll bring the tefillin inside with me. Yishmeruni min amazikim. Let the tefillin should watch me from the mazikim. Slachura Eshev is man as there also. But that they say no. The only hetu mokum chazal was because the normal was in mishumer outside. So since you didn't have a place to leave outside, they were mat you take it in. Now you have a Talmud next to you, so the Talmud could watch it for you. He also what? I still have the hetu to bring it in. But that was bizman normal. There wasn't a place to leave the tefillin outside. But bizman is there. The base of kis is always the mokum mutzne. We could hide the tefillin outside. But now there's no hetu to bring it inside. When he used to go, yes, Rav Nachman, he had not same Isaac. He had not get sifra the garot he was holding. Stamus sefer with him. He used to give him to hold before he went to the Beis Kisei. But the Kiyavi Nok at Tfilin, when he was holding his Tfilin, lo yoivlon, he didn't give up his Tfilin. Omar hoyo v'sharuna rabbonin, since rabbonin were matzah me to walk in there, nenatron, I'd rather hold the Tfilin, it should be shama me. Tana rabbonin, lo yoicha azodim Tfilin biyodoi, b'shas yidavni, shmon esrei, or even krishma, some say, you shouldn't hold Tfilin in your hand. Because it's mafsik yikavon, you can't be mechavrin, you're afraid, maybe you fall out of your hand, you shouldn't hold it in your hand. Or else the Sefer Torah of Israel, you shouldn't be holding the Sefer Torah with him. Be a spallel to David. Because it's Sterji Kavon, it's Drashi.
Any also? What? Does that mean any
Sefer? Yeah, right. Any Sefer you don't need for David. But Sidna for Shtetzchi need for David. Who would then they say, Bishashi adventure is Shredish? Well, you say, Yukapukin, there's a meaning to hold the Sefer Torah. Because since you're davening there about, Loim De Torah, you're allowed to hold the Sefer Torah. Like that's Mechazik you're davening. But normal davening, you shouldn't be holding any other Sefer. The Lulav, that's also good. That was they speak about that. There was mechazet their tefillah. It helped them daven better that way. The Balta was a mitzvah, b'shaita, there's a mitzvah right now to do the mitzvah, so they felt very good holding the mitzvah, like a special time of doing the mitzvah now. They speak out. But Shenkin here, it's not a time, but after now, told it. They're better off not holding it. Right. Right, but lulav, since you're doing a mitzvah with it, it'll be better. Rashi lo yoichas biyodu v'yispalo. Shein daitam yosheva salot. If you're daven holding tefillin or a sefer Torah, you won't have yosheva das b'tefillah. Shereliba tamad aleim, shelo yiplo miyodu, you'll always be afraid, maybe you'll fall off. Raita v'lo yishtoin v'hen mayim. You're not allowed to go to the Beis Kisei or to be mashed in mayim when you're holding these in your hand. Lo yishtin v'hen mayim if you're holding it. So before we had halacha was mashma, if you're wearing the tefillin, miyikar adin, you are allowed to make the meraglayim when you're holding it. If you're wearing it, here it's worse. If you're holding in your hands, we'll soon see, because usually the meraglayim all used to go on the feet, and the mitzvah you have to wipe off your feet, you have to wipe it off. So if you're holding the tefillin in your hands, we're afraid you may wipe the meraglayim with the tefillin. So therefore, if you're just holding the tefillin in your hand, then for sure you should not be mat the meraglayim. It's better off if you're wearing the tefillin, where if you're holding in your hand. You should not go to sleep holding tefillin or holding the sefer Torah. Leshinas kvav, leshinas arai. Afilu a short nap, don't go to sleep. And poshut svaras vaita, we're afraid maybe you fall out of your hand. Let's see Rashi, Yeshua Rashi here. Rashi says, don't go to sleep with the tefillin. Shema yafiach. Mashmavad, maybe you let air come out. So the few kash Eshno Kivegi has the kash that the Gemara in Sukkah says claw that a shinas arai is mutter. There it says if you're wearing tefillin, you're allowed to take a shinas arai. We're not afraid you're fiach in a small nap. Just in a shinas kva, that's what's awesome. So according to Rashi, the Gzer is if you're wearing it, shem yafiach bim, how does our Gemara say you're not allowed to have even a shinas arai? So the Peshat Chur Rashi, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara makes a girs in Rashi, layishin bim shem yafiach zatayin. On the left side, Hagoyis Agru. V'leishin bem shema yipol. He changes the lashon of Gersin Rashi. Not al shema yafiach, no shema yipol. Then it's good. We're talking about here not that you're wearing the tefillin, but that you're holding in your hand. So that even a short nap you shouldn't take, because we're afraid it'll fall out of your hand. As the Gemara in Sukkah is talking about where you're wearing it. If you're wearing it, we're not afraid it'll fall off. There it's only xerah shema yafiach. So in a short nap, we're not afraid. But if you're holding in your hand, that's our sugi here. You shouldn't hold it in your hand. Then even a short nap, it's also because we're afraid it'll fall out of your hand. So you have to be nervous at the girl. Amar Shmuel, Sakin, if you're holding a knife in your hand, or else a moyes, you're holding money in your hand, or kara, plate, that if the plate falls on the floor, it'll break, or kikar, or else bread, if it falls on the floor, you ruin the bread, is areyeluk yaitzabim, that you shouldn't daven shmonesim when you're holding these things. Because likely you'll think of that to make sure it doesn't fall down. There's a sakin, it'll hurt yourself. Money, you don't want to lose your money. And the kara will say, it'll break, and the kikar will get spoiled.
Just should be Messiah Das, really. These are things that right, compare with.
We have moyes yovdu, you lose your money. We have kiki yitonef, and the food will get dirty. So these things also you shouldn't hold while you're davening shmonesim. But the mashmim is something that you're not afraid will fall down, a pencil, that you're not afraid it will fall down, maybe then it would be mutter. Rather, mitchim is better than nothing. Omar Ruavo, Omar Rav Sheshis. Let's hilch a sukhi ho mas nisa. We don't pass like this last Mishnah. Why the Beis Shammai? It goes according to Beis Shammai. Which halacha is a trashi? Let's hilch a sukhi ho mas nisa the toni lo yashtin betfilin. As last Bryce here said, you're not allowed to make a meirag lion when you're wearing tefillin. Zot we don't hold like that. Trashi the Beis Shammai. The Yamru Liel, the Beis Shammai said, manichin b'chaloina sankabushas rabbin. You're supposed to take its film off and leave it outside by the window of the Shus Rabin. But you're not allowed to bring it inside the Beit HaKisa. That's what Rabbi wanted to say. But that is the Brisa said, Lo Yashtin Bem, that's not like Beit Shammai. That's not like Beit Hillel. It's only according to Beit Shammai. So the more YD Beit Hillel, because if it goes according to Beit Hillel, Hash to Beit HaKisa Kvua. Shori, Madach Beit Hillel said before, you're allowed to hold it in your hand that's filling. When you go into Beis Kisei Kavuam, is Beis Kisei Yari Miboy, and Vav, you should be let go into Beis Kisei Yari. Such Rashi. He Beis Hillel, for Amrin and Liel Oichsim Biyodi Benichna. We said before, you're allowed to go into Beis Kisei Kavuam, even though you're holding the film in your hand. So how could it say here, you're not allowed to hold the film in your hand when you be Mashtim Ereglayim? The Chura Mashtim Ereglayim is like a Beis Kisei Yari. It doesn't have any Tsoya there. You do it the first time there now. So was a madduch, you let it go into a basic kisei kavuam. Avadi, you should let it go in to a basic kisei arai to just to be mashed to meraglayim. That was Rabbi's kasha. This brayta can't go according to Beis Hillel. Now Allah will soon see the struggle we just said before as no kasha, because there's a question by meraglayim if mola could go on your feet and there's an Indian to wipe it off. So we're afraid you wipe off the meraglayim when you're holding this fill in your hands. Mashenki and nifne, there there's no kshash of nitzoytzis, so we're not afraid you wipe it off there. In the meantime, Rabbi has Rakasha. If Beis Hillel holds you going to Beis Kisei Kavua, holding Tfilim, Havadi should be allowed to go into Beis Kisei when you just be mashed to Meraglayim. Drashi Beis Kisei Arai, the Drashi means going Lahashtim, when you used to just make Meraglayim. Sheinodim Holuch Bishrilim the Beis Kisei, you don't have to go to a special place with Miyuchet Fetzoya. The Apam Azoyish, this one time, Nasa Mokam Azer Beis Kisei Tchila. Like for Meraglayim, you're not makbid where the place is. You don't need such a big mokamutzna. So any place you see, usually it's the first time you're making there. So it's always had the din of a basic kisei aron. So that's the kabbalchayma. Madr beisil is mat to go to a basic kisei kvan. Avadish shrimut to go to a basic kisei aron. So Eshtos Dr. Meisra, I have a kasha in you. If you want to say this only goes according to Beisham, I have a kasha. It says, Devorim shetati luchokan, something that I'm matter over here, means in a basic kisei kavua, or Satan Lechokan, you should know I asked it in the Beis Kisei Aron. There is such a svara like that. And even though it's Mutte in a Kva, and the Maskoni that we just said, that's the svara. Then a Kva, you let it go in holding your tefillin. Mashenka, the Beis Kisei Aron, now let it go in holding your tefillin. So the more my last tefillin, Madr, this Mesvei of the worm goes on Hilchas tefillin. So now, Iyam, with Bishrein and Beis Hillel, Bishrein with this last bright that goes according to Beis Hillel, the what? Hetati Lechokan, the Kvua, and a Chanami. Beis Hillel is mati you to hold your tefillin and go into Beis Kisei Kvua to be nifne. Of Osat Lechokan, Beis Kisei Arai, and Echlam, there's a svara that you should not be allowed to hold your tefillin when you be mati Meraglayim. Because we said, the Asikzerim maybe come to wipe it off with the tefillin. Trashi Beis Kisei Kva, Osat Lechokan, Beis Kisei Arai, my last tefillin, Shomru Beis Hillel, Oichzin v'yodoi v'nichnas l'beis kisei kavua. That was Beis Hillel's halacha. Aval hashtin be'mosru. But to be matu meraglayim, you're not allowed to go in when you're holding the tefillin. The first time l'kamonik, we'll soon say what the svar is. So mishleima, if this is Beis Hillel, this last brayse lo yashtin be'm, it's good. even though he's not a Beis Kisei Kvua, he asks him something by Beis Kisei Aaron. Eli Yarmen, but according to what you want to learn, Beis Shammai, that this Brice that says, Lo Yashin Dem, you can't go into Beis Kisei Aaron, is only going to go into Beis Shammai, Abuzel Lashar of Lamidi. So what's this Brice that says, Dvorim Shetat Lechokan, Isat Lechokan? I asked it here, as matter of there. According to Beis Shammai, you never let her hold your tefillin when you're going to Beis Kisei. So where's the heter? And for the Gemara, Kitani, I'll tell you this halacha that it says, I asked it one thing and I mattered another thing. He's not talking about Hilchot Tefillin. He's talking about different halacha. Linyan Tefachut Chaim. He's talking about when you have to go make, how much can you uncover yourself? It's how much do you uncover? Is it a halacha of a Tefach? In one place you only uncover yourself a Tefach, of 4 inches. And one place you do Tefchaim, 2 Tefachim. Titani Chod, one writer says, Tishu Nifne, when you have to go make, Megaliachrif Tefach. In the back, all you have to open up is just 1 Tefach. That's all. All the front of, and in front, you have to make Meraglayim, what she means by a man, then Tefchaim. You have to open up 2 Tefach, more. Because the Svaras Kosni Tzaitzes, by Meraglayim it's britches, so you have to go up and make more room there. Petan Yiduk, there's another price that it says, Leachrif Tefach, for the back, when you have to make, only open up a Tefach, or the front of Leklum, and in front, you can't open up anything. The maskana this we're talking about an isha. An isha doesn't have the front, she only has the back. So there's no din to open the front at all. The ma'amayla, the habimin was, idividibish. Both of them are talking about when a man goes to make. One place says that he opens up a tefach and a tefchayim. And one place says only a tefach in the front, v'leiklum. The ma'amayla tell you, kan l'gedoylim. One, when he goes to make gedoylim, then he can open up a tefach. And in front, nothing. Kan l'ktanim. But when he starts to make just Merek Lion, then in the front you have to open up to Tefchaim. Aye, what do you have to open up the Achra for? So the swear is that once you start making Merek Lion, the storm you have to go make also ready. So that's why the map you to open up 2 Tefchaim in front and 1 Tefach in the back. So that's what we're talking about. So the more of a Tizbrook, if the Ketanim, if we're talking about Ketanim, that's we say could open up 2 Tefachim in front. If you're only going to make Merag Lion a man, what does he have to open in the back for at all? He's not making there. Lomali. The Gemara, Elo the Pshat is Edividim. No, we're talking about both he's only going to make, Gedolim. Veloy Kasha. The 2 brises, Hobish, Hobisha. One's talking about a man, one's talking about an Isha. When an Isha goes to make, she only has to open up in the back, just a Tefach. Mashenkin by an Ish, so then you have to open up in the back and in front. If this is the pshat, that this last brice that it says, the worm like shiitat lechokan means by a man, I asked it by an isha, hi hochi, that on this pin it says, I have a kalvachoyma, and there's no tshuva, you can't ask me back any kashas on the kalvachoyma. Kredi Gemara, my ain't a lot tshuva. What do you mean there's no kasher on this? A darker the mill, so he asked Isa. It was just a question about how much could you open up a tefach or tefchayim. There's no kashas. You can't ask kavachayim. There's kashas on this. It's orcha the mill. So when you have to go, so on the front you have to open up 2 tefach, and the back you only have to open up 1 tefach. It doesn't pass to make a kavachayim out of it if you're learning just a tefach with tefchayim. So the more elalav tefillin, selamai yirun. That he said, I will matter here. I asked it over here, it's not talking about how much you have to open up a tefach to Chayim, Havad is going back to Yuchas Tefillin. Or to Yufta the Rava, and it's to Yufta the Rava. It's like we said that this Brisa goes according to Beis Hillel. And even though Beis Hillel was not you to hold your Tefillin, when you go into a Beis Akisei Kfar to be Nifnern, but that's where he asked it by Beis Akisei Arai. To be not the Meraglayan, there it's Mochomor, you can't hold your Tefillin. Omer Rav Sheshes to Yufta. Good, yes, get Yufta for Rava's din. You see, according to Beis Hillel, you're not allowed to hold the tefillin for Merag Lion. For the more, we call Malcolm Kasha. But I call for him still to Kasha, like a Kura, to Kal Vachayma. But hash, the Beis Akisei Kavua Shari, Madach Beis Hillel holds. You're allowed to hold your tefillin. When you go to be Nifn in the Beis Akisei Kavua, with this Soya there already, is Beis Akisei Yarva Lekoshchein. Havad is the Kal Vachayma in Svari, should be allowed to hold your tefillin when you're going to make Merag Lion. And the Gemara Hochi Koma. This is the pshat in Beis Hillel. Beis Akisei Kvua, when you go to be Nifna to make Zaylim, the Lekin Yitzoytzis, there nothing, there's no spritching, there's no water that something will spritch back on you. Therefore, Shari, Therefore, they will mark you to walk in there, even though you're holding the film in your hands. Now, Shane came based on Kisei Yarai. We have to go to be matul meraglayim. He can it soit sois. There, there's a chash. Maybe the water will come spritzing on you. Is asri. There we ask it. Because you're going to have to wipe it off with your hands. And we're afraid while you're wiping it off, maybe you'll get the tefillin dirty with it. What do you mean to say? I have a kava chayma, there's no kasha. I have a very good tshuva on this. Like you said, it's a kava chayma, can't be. Kava chayma, if you ask it to go into Beis Kisei Kvua, I have a kava chayma, it should be yosef to go into Beis Kisei. All right. That was his kava chayma. And he said, ain't a love tshuva, I have no teres to my kava chayma. And what do you mean you have no tshuva? We just said a svara. We just said the svara. Basically, kavu is mutter because there's no mitzvah, there's no water there. Basically, all right, with this water, they're afraid. So what do you mean to say? I have a kasha and there's no teres to kasha. So the marhokik kavu, this is what he meant to say. Hi milsa teisala b'teres taima. You should know. Just say this svara b'teres atan. Like you just said. Basically, kavu is mutter because there's no water. Basically, all right, there's water, that's a tam. Of the teisala b'kavachayma. But don't come to say svaras and kavachayma. Like to say a kavachayma, the here it's mutter, there it's also. And the atla, but there is kavachayma, because if you want to come with kavachayma, is over there is no kavachayma, shall have love tshuva. But the kavachayma in svara, I have a kavachayma, you can't answer me back. In svara, in svara, madrich go into Beis Kisei Kvua, which is more mias. There's soya there, and you're allowed to hold your tefillin. Avad in svara, you should be allowed to go into Beis Kisei Arai, where it's not so mias. There's no soya there yet. So just meant to say, if you want it, say in Svara, then this Kavachayim, there's no, you have a pircha on you, but the Kavachayim, there's no tshuva. But your time, if you're saying, here there's a gzerim, you shouldn't be tzaitzis, and here there's no gzerim, the tzaitzis, then it's good.
That's
not tshuva. What is, no. I mean, it's not a tshuva, it's the Kavachayim. If you want to go in Svara of a Kavachayim, there's no answer.
You can say it's not a tshuva,
it's not a kavachayim. No. No, we'll soon see what Rashi says. This month. Well, that's the maskana though. The attacker, there is a svar, you're allowed to hold it to go into Beis Kisei Kvuam, but not to Beis Kisei Yara. Let's see the bottom Rashi. Rashi, Urcha de Milso Ochiyu, Sheish Tzarech Legalus Lefona, Vlo Yisha. I mean, you can't say there's no Pirchas Nakabachim is there. In the half minute, we just, you have to open up for a lady or for a man, Shat the Urcha de Milso. If you've to the Rova, Omer Avsheshis, the Yom Abbe Shamahi, Vlo de Tilu, אם כן למשכחת מידי לוק מהך ברייס לטוני מה שתת לכל כאן עשת לכל כאן as if this ברייס goes according to Beis Shammai so there's no coolers at all אלא מהי התרצה זה goes according to Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel is מטה קבוע and אסתרה הבית כיסאי ערי why what's the svar the lekin he tzaitzis she etzorach the shaft shpon the shaft to wipe it off be yaminoi meya raglo with your right hand off your feet Mashenkin based a kisi arai liktanim, you make a me raglayim, the ikon tzaitzis. There is a tzaitzis, there is spritches back. Hanitozin agabi ravla, the mole spritz back onto your feet, onto your shoes. The Armina Masech the Yuma, the Gemara says there, mitzvah l'shavshifon. When you come out of a base of kisi and you have some raglayim on your feet, on your shoes, there's a mitzvah to wipe it off before you come out. Why she also liyodim sheitzav nitzaitzis also to come out of the Beis Kisei when you have water on your shoes shagab and raglov v'al shem meyirik kur shovcha because people think how come it came on your foot because you're kur shovcha I mean you don't have a good flow the merak gland doesn't come out flowing it just drips right out the nimtzim meitzilaz abonim the halacha is a kur shovcha can't have children it's a zera doesn't come out of him shooting out of him it just drips out you can't have children like that. So Mazar have a kasha, how does your wife have children? As there it was, she was Mazana with somebody else. So it'll come out last, people say your children are Mamzerim. Shay Mamzerim. Hilkach, therefore, there's a mitzvah to wipe off your feet before you come out. So Hilkach, Yevsha Lecho Tfilin Biyodin. Therefore you're not allowed to hold your tefillin in your hand when you're going to a Veskis if you're not the Meraglayim. Halach is brought down as the chilek. That the Gemara's time was like that. It wasn't the bowl we were making into. You were making on top of hard ground that used to spritz back on you. Mashenka, let's say you're standing on a mokum gevoya and you're making down that there's no shash from the tzaitis coming up, then it's mutter. Or who I did, if we have our bowls with no shalot that comes spritzing back on you, it could be also, would be mutter, mikradin, to hold its filling while you're making it. What?
The usual thing that spritzes.
Yeah, the Gemara's time, yeah.
It was the usual thing. The Gemara's
question is
the usual thing.
Okay, if I say it's for last of bonum, you have to be though. People make laws for nothing. Trashi Honilso. The Tilum the Beis Akisi Aron Kruah Teisla B'Teres Taima. Rashi Lahatzer the Beis Akisi Kruah. As the Iser, the Beis Akisi Aray, Rishum Taima the Nisoises. Then you're right. If you're going with a swerve, Nisoises, I understand you. But the Yasla B'Teres Kavu Chaima Loimar. Dinu, if you want to say, it's a Din Azoi, Lohoka the Beis Akisi Aray. Kal, Olahach, the Beis Akisi Kruah, Chomor, if you want to go stand bossa chumra and kula, we're doing just the opposite. Then ain't olav, ainly olav mala shivcha. Then I can answer you. You stand want to go like beis akise kva has this much chaymer, beis akise arve has this much chaymer. Then it's a kircha. Like I have a kavuch kasher on you. How could you say beis akise kfu you're allowed to and nari not allowed to? Avad the kva is more mis and nari is not so mis. Shein li limsa shein shum mokam beis akisi arvay chomer min akva shuk la shivchas in hatati bekvua shukav dobu kloni nati shushar raj ulaham nabo b'tayim ha'iko l'mahay d'abdinin. So that's all this. You go boss the svarav nitzaytzai, then we understand you. But if you spam want to go boss a chomer in kula of beis akisi alone, what is more mias than about this tziyufta? About the kvua is more mias than a beis akisi arvay. Sada Rabbon. Somebody wants to go eat a nice big suda, kfa, big suda, mahalich asara pom, you should walk 10 times, dal damas, oi, or else, dalet pomim, 4 times, yudamas, viyifna. Then he should have to go. Because before he sits down and sits, there's nothing to be nifna. So, Mustom, this could be in a case where you feel you have to go, just not coming out yet. So then before you sit down, you should do this aitza. Viyachakach nichna, then you should sit down and eat. Omer Rab Yitzchak. Hanichnas l'suda kva, if you sit down to the suda's kva, chole tefillin. It's right, in the Gemara's time, you used to wear tefillin the whole day, but b'shas, the suda's kva, you're supposed to take off the tefillin. V'yachakach nichnas, and then you come in. Now, pligi the Rab Chia, he dings on Rab Chia, the yomer Rab Chia, menichan al shukhanay. You don't leave it outside, but you can bring the tefillin inside, and mamash, leave it on the shukhan where you can eat. So, after the chen hodoloi, that's a nice thing to do. The soon see why the Yad Amos till how long you leave the film off. Until you come to bench. So come to say since you have to put it on again, Bishan's benching, so it's good to have this film right near you, you're able to put it on right away. It's not nice. She started in the cover for Techa Sudi. She has to go to the best kiss in the middle of the Suda. Therefore, check yourself before. Malach Asar, Pomu, Bechol Pam, Opam, Boy the Gaspar, Rashi the Chiddush, as each after one of these walks, check yourself. The Yoshev, and sit down and check yourself. Ula Yuchel Leponis, Shehilach Merid Ha Gdelem Lenekev. Walking makes the Gdelem come down to be easy to go. Cholu Tzvim, Trash Hashem, what's the Gzair? Why can't you eat while you're wearing Tzvim? Well, Shema Yistake, maybe you'll come Shikr. Vizuda, Vizgane Betzvim, it's a Gnayat, we have Tzvim when you're Shikr. The chaim had the loy shame is a manim loy. It's nice. Won't she be near you? We have to nich and b'shas bracha. You have to put on right away. B'shas the bracha. Tony chada sir rodem tefillin in meyosef. The yafrak susay. You gotta put your tefillin and money in the tefillin bag. In a bag. There's no gnai putting money in the tefillin bag. V'tan yidich another brayse learns loy yitzer. You should not put your tefillin and money together. So what's the stira? More like kasha. If you set aside this big to be the tefillin big, so it has kedusha, you're not allowed to put money inside it. But if you weren't mazim, you set it aside just once. You put tefillin in there, then it has no kedusha. You can put money in. The Yom Rav Chizda, Hai Sudra the tefillin, the big you keep your tefillin in. The Asmenei, you are mazim nit lemeitzah but tefillin to put tefillin in there. No, you set it aside. He holds like this. Tzar beit tefillin. Then if you did already put in tefillin once, but it is not enough without mana just to set it aside. You have to do two things, set it aside and put film in. Then the bag has kedusha to it, is also the meitzah bay, pshite. Then you're not allowed to put money inside this bag or anything else. Asmine, let's say you just set it aside, v'loy tzar bay, but you didn't put film inside it, or else tzar bay, you already used the bag once you put film inside it, v'loy asmine, but you're not set aside, you weren't miyachah this bag to use for film, then shav the meitzah bay zuzi. You're allowed to put film and zuz inside. Then the bag has no kedusha. That's where we pass him. But hazman alone is not enough. You have to have two. You have to set it aside and put the tefillin inside it. Well, the bayi diyomer hazman and ulser. The bayi says just setting it aside alone is enough, even though you didn't use it yet.
So kon tabaya azmne, if you set it aside, afagad loy tsarbe. Real tsarbe, but let's say you put film in the bag one time, that depends. I azmne, if you were miyachid, if you set it aside, osr. I loy azmne loy. But if you didn't set it aside, then everybody holds. Just using the tefillin once, put it in this bag, is not to have no kedusha to the bag, you can put money inside it. Boy, Mene Rabbi Yehuda, Brede Rabbi Nechunya, Rabbi Yehuda, Mal Shiniach Odom Tefillin Tachas Mereshoysa. What about putting tefillin at night time when you want to sleep under your head? It's right that there's more time, you didn't have a good mokum mutzna where to keep it. Like you see before, you sleep it on the floor sometimes. So somebody wanted to watch it under his head, is it mutter or not? The Martachas Margaloisav under your feet, look can be boiled, that avad with also. Shinoi but minig bizoin. He can be boiled, tachas marashoisa. What about under your head? My. Omalai hoki yamashmuel. Mutter, you're allowed to leave your tefillin at night under your head. I feel a wish to imbut. And then the chish alach, it means even if you don't have tashmish with your wife, still you're allowed to have it under your head. Meisvei. Lo yeniach odim tefillin tachas margaloisav of neishinoi vim derech bizoin. And now let her put tefillin under your feet, because it's a mevazah tefillin. Avo manich and takas mereshoysev. You're allowed to leave the tefillin under your head. Avo b'yimhois ishti imoi, it means your wife is with you, you have tashmash with your wife, then also, then you're not allowed to leave the tefillin under your head. It's also not nice. Chod mashenkin oi mokim she gevoya gimut tfochim, you have a mokim which is three tfochim above the bed. Oi nomok gimut tfochim, or under the bed gimut tfochim, then it's mutter. But more tiyufta, the shmul tiyufta, staka kasha and shmul. So when you have Tashmash Amito, you're not allowed to have the tefillin right under your head. It has to be at least Gimel Tefachim on top or Gimel Tefachim on bottom. Omar Rova, and this is the halacha about this. If you want to have it in the room, it should be kiss peter kiss. It's supposed to be covered around twice. So why says even though it's covered around twice, kiss peter kiss, still it shouldn't be under your head. That's the mocking design. That shouldn't be on the same level, the same place where you can have the Tashmash. It should either be three Tefachim higher or three Tefachim lower. Omar Rova, I forgot the Tanya Tiyufta di Shmuel, even though it was a Tiyufta in Shmuel, Hilchus HaKavosei. Still we pass him like Shmuel, that you are allowed to leave the tefillin under your head. Yes. My timer, what's the time? The Demora Kol, the Nturinu Tveyod. There's still a bigger swara that the tefillin will be more watched, better under your head than someplace else.